JJ
Sirale.
During the Ras Lila,
Lord Shri Krishna, Shyam Sundar, and the Braja Gopis, they came to this place on the banks of the holy river Jamuna. At that time, from dancing very beautifully, expressing their love for one another, through so much beautiful dancing and singing, they felt by their own transcendental arrangement some fatigue. So they came here and they took their bath in the very cool and refreshing waters of the river Jamuna. And at that time, in the Jamuna, there was beautiful clusters of lotus flowers, and Krishna and the gopis were amongst all of these beautiful lotus flowers, and they were playing together and singing together and splashing one another with Jamuna's sweet waters. And at that time, completely undetected, Krishna very secretly left the waters of the Jamuna and came to the bank here, and he stole all the gopis' clothes and climbed up and placed them on this tree. And after their wonderful water sports came to an end, they came to the bank of the Jamuna, and they found that their clothes were missing. And Krishna began to laugh with great happiness to see the gopis' dilemma. And then they begged Krishna, please kindly give us our clothes to return so that we can again please you by dancing. And then Krishna returned all of their clothes, and they resumed the Ras Lila. So this place is called Chirghat. There is another Chirghat, which is some kilometers along Jamuna, and it is at that Chirghat where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes after they worshipped goddess Katyayani for 1 month. They worshipped her in order to accept Krishna as their husband. And Krishna then took their clothes and would not give them back until they came out of the water with folded palms. And by doing so, Krishna accepted them as his wives, because a woman never stands before any man without proper clothing except her own husband. So in this way, Krishna was always fulfilling the desires of his devotees, and his devotees were always fulfilling his desires. Chirghat ki. And this beautiful murti of Lord Shri Krishna sitting on this kadamba tree illustrates this wonderful pastime of Krishna stealing the gopis' clothes. And the Brijbasis, oftentimes, and pilgrims, they buy some cloth and hang it on this tree as an expression of surrendering their false egos, surrendering their identity to only be Krishna's loving servant and the servant of his servants. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.